Track 4, 40 steps.
I'm just below 40 steps at the moment, and with me is Neil Bauer from Pendle Council. Neil, tell me a little bit about 40 steps. What is it? Why is it important?
Well, originally the 40 steps was a shortcut for the workers who carried cotton from Gillian Mill up the hill that we've seen already along the path back to their houses in Crowfoot Road to carry out the weaving, and then once they finished it they would carry it back to Gillian's with the finished product.
And looking up here just to the side of us, we can see the steps. They're still here with a really good and strong stone wall at one side of it. Coming down beyond there we come to what looks like a little bridge or something. You can probably hear the water in the background. Now, what's this waterfall? What is it?
Well, the waterfall was actually a mill dam. It was, as you can see, a well-constructed mill dam.
Also, what's interesting is the shape of it. It's a slightly horseshoe shape, isn't it? Which suggests it was built for strength.
Yes, that's true. I mean, it was a really well-built mill dam, and it would have provided a very good head of water for the mill further downstream.
Before we go on our way, have a look at the sandstone blocks or sets forming the surface of the path. The rounded surface of the sets is an important clue as to how the route was used in years gone by. It's likely that pack horses, probably carrying textiles and other goods, once used the route, the sets being specially shaped to match a raised piece on the underside of their horseshoes to prevent them slipping in wet or icy weather. From the bridge, retrace your steps slightly, taking the footpath at the bottom of the 40 steps on the right-hand side, so that you're going downstream. Follow the footpath along through the woodland until you reach the site of the former mill lodge. The footpath is paved at this point, and there's a notice board giving further information. Play track 5 when you reach this point.